we haven't caught up with Nick in a while. Actually, we caught up with him right after the trade deadline.
Right.
After he did the whole song and dance.
I missed him that day. I was sad.
It was an outstanding interview.
I want to hear. I mean,
he's back in town. He's back. He's a colleague again.
Is he technically upgraded, though?
Well, we want to get the scouting report comparing Nabil to Cabbie, because Nabil has been shipped out.
Yeah.
Here's our main man, Nick Stauskas. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm doing well.
Yeah, we're doing very well. Let's spice it up, man. Give us the full breakdown. Review the tape. Nabil compared to Cabbie on the post-game hits.
Oh, man, you guys are putting me on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
No, man, I loved Nabil. Got to work two seasons with him, and he's definitely like super easy to work with. And I was sad to hear that he had to move to ESPN, but it's been a lot of fun working with Cabbie, man. Cabbie's a funny dude. He has me laughing all the time.
All right. Yeah. That sounds like it's right down the middle.
So basically you're saying you don't miss Nabil at all, and Cabbie's better.
No, I definitely miss Nabil. He's very fun to work with. And we had a special bromance, the two of us.
Right.
So I definitely missed him. I was bummed. I was bummed when he told me he was moving to ESPN because I wanted to work with him again. But at the same time, I was happy for the opportunity that he's getting there.
Nick, I saw you in the hallways a couple days ago or last week, and you were in crutches, and you said, "You know what? I think Toronto's in control." I think it was after they won Game 2, and you said, "I don't think Orlando's going to win another game." What about the Raptors? Did you see that made you think that?
Man, it just, I feel this team just has a different feel to it, honestly. That's like the biggest thing for me just watching. I think with Siakam and Kawhi playing the way they are on the offensive end, and then obviously you have the other guys, you have Lowry and whatnot, who are going to be supporting guys, but just the way those two guys have been able to score like effortlessly in one-on-one situations whenever the Raptors have needed a basket, that stands out to me. Like, it's a different feel. Obviously, DeRozan was a great player, don't get me wrong, but I said this yesterday after the game, like clearly the DeRozan-Lowry duo wasn't, I mean, you couldn't get over the hump in the playoffs. Obviously you had to run into LeBron, which wasn't easy, but it's a different feel now with Kawhi here and then the emergence of Siakam. Like, this is just a completely different team, and they look so comfortable and confident out there. Like, they were never rattled yesterday at one point. Even when, you know, the Magic cut it to 10, they were just, they're like, oh, this is easy. We're winning this game, 3-1 lead going back to Toronto. They took care of business. You got to give it to them.
With Nick Stauskas, I'd throw Danny Green into that as well in terms of, you know, a fresh ingredient that's really factored in. Marc Gasol as well. I mean, what Gasol has done to Vucevic has been well documented throughout this round. He's completely neutralized him. And it's not like Gasol has to put up a ton of points or Lowry has to put up a ton of points because of what you said about Kawhi and Siakam. And when you look at the numbers, the analytics, with that five-man starting unit on the court of Lowry, Kawhi, Green, Siakam, Gasol, they are torching the Magic, and they were torching teams during the regular season when they were out there. We all know where this is going in the East. Boston's already through. Philly's going to get through. Milwaukee's going to get through. How would you compare the Raptors' five-man starting unit to Boston's top five, Milwaukee's top five, Philly's top five?
Dude, it's right there, man. Like, I mean, in my opinion, I think Toronto has what it takes to get to the finals this year. Obviously, next round they're going to play Philly, and Philly's very young, very talented. But I think Toronto can beat them. And whether they meet up with Boston or Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals, there's no doubt that those are going to be tough matchups for them. But like, I mean, this guy, Kawhi's battle tested, man. He's won a championship. He knows what it takes. Like, I just don't feel like Kawhi's ever going to get rattled. And it looks like Siakam feels the same way too. It looks like Siakam is just super comfortable out there. So, and then obviously, like you said, with Gasol and Lowry, I mean, Gasol's defense has been unbelievable. I knew he was a good defender, but getting a chance to really, really watch him and analyze the way he plays, like, he could really move his feet. He's active with his hands. Like, Vucevic has just been a non-factor in this series, really, just, and it's because of Marc Gasol. So I'm loving this Raptors team right now. I'm really confident in them moving forward.
We were talking about this story before you came on. Sean Marks, the Nets GM, who stormed into the referee's room after Game 4 on Saturday, and he's been fined and suspended. And I guess he got to, I think it was Adrian Wojnarowski, and he tried to explain this wasn't about, you know, heat of the moment, wasn't about me, you know, making a statement to the refs. It was about making a statement to my own team that I have their back.
Fire them up.
Yeah, to fire them up. I mean, you're a pro athlete. You're a pro ball player. Would you even accept that excuse? Would you really believe that your GM wasn't just popping off and going postal and there was some sort of, you know, deeply rooted message he was trying to send? How would you react to that?
I think maybe that's a little bit of like an easy bailout to say that. But I mean, I could see how someone, you know, he might want to do that because, you know, a message will kind of get across to his team that he's behind them. But I mean, I think a lot of that is spur of the moment, just like being heated and being like, oh man, we're pissed we lost that game or whatever. I mean, in my opinion, I thought they should have won game four. I thought they had that game all along. So, and obviously the NBA, you know, they said that they missed the call on Jared Allen late in that game that would have made things a little different. So, I mean, I understand he's upset, so I don't blame him.
Great stuff, Nick, as always, man. We'll get you in studio whenever you're around and keep up the good work. We'll do it again down the road.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and I'll see you guys back at the studio soon.
You got it. There's our buddy Nick Stauskas.
I think he put Nabil on waivers.
Yeah, it sounded like he was more than happy.
He didn't care.
More than happy with the upgrade.
Yeah, Cabby's pretty funny. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming he'll be down there tomorrow night. Game 5 down at Scotiabank tomorrow night.